I think it shows that most countries of the world, including the Americas, still have an interest in working with Zimbabwe, still have an interest in Zimbabwe's tourism. I think we have seen that since the increase in government, there's been a considerable growth in our tourism sector. The report talks largely about what has happened since last year. But I think since 2009, there's been a gradual rise in terms of the number of people that are coming into the country from Europe and from the Americas. And the fact that a large number in the report are from America, it shows that there is a shift in the attitude of the Americans towards Zimbabwe. And my view is that this shift is a result of a new government in the form of an inclusive government. But I think for it to have a steep rise, we also need to see the government of Zimbabwe doing the same in terms of its relations with other countries.
What about this negative publicity that Zimbabwe is always crying about? Does it have any impact in terms of tourists coming from this part of the world?
Although Zimbabwe before then received a huge amount of negative publicity, but since the inclusive government there has been a shift, the publicity has not shown that there has been a rise in serious political tensions. I think what most countries and most tourists still want to do is to come into a Zimbabwe that is politically unstable.